Now, the top of the hour on the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn presents the Green News Report.
It was rapidly intensifying when it made landfall.
Hurricane Zeta slams into Louisiana, its fifth storm in a single season. Logging begins in pristine Tongass National Forest.
Thanks, Donald Trump.
China vaults ahead of U.S. on international climate pledge.
Thanks, Donald Trump.
Plus,
we are facing planetary emergencies like climate change with effectively no time left on the clock.
Thanks, Donald Trump.
The case for court reform to protect climate legislation.
All of those stories and more straight ahead from bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Nice trucks. You think I could hop into one of them and drive it away? I'd love to just drive the hell out of here.
Yes, sir. Please, can I get the door for you? Do you need any snacks? Just go.
And take all the fossil fuel trucks with you.
This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen. I think this is our last Green News Report before Election Day.
Yes, it is.
So make it a good one.
Okay. First up, Hurricane Zeta slammed into the beleaguered Louisiana coast as a Category 2 on Wednesday night, with wind speeds just 1 mile shy of official Category 3 status. Zeta set a new all-time record for Louisiana as the fifth named storm to make landfall in the state in a single hurricane season, all driven by record warm ocean waters. Also, some survivors of earlier hurricanes, Laura and Delta, are still without shelter or aid.
So they're still recovering from two previous hurricanes, and now a third one's come ashore.
Yes.
Great.
Zeta is the strongest hurricane to hit New Orleans since Hurricane Katrina. Zeta is generating high winds, storm surge, heavy rain, tornadoes, and widespread power outages across several states as it moves inland. And there is still a month to go in the historic 2020 Atlantic hurricane season.
So it's not a matter of the category, the wind speeds per se. It's a matter of the amount of water that is going to get dumped in Louisiana.
Yes. In other news, Senate Republicans on Monday rammed through the confirmation of new Associate Justice Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Who?
A week before the presidential election, expanding the Republicans' stolen right-wing majority, which has been increasingly dismissive of federal agency authority to set environmental regulations. In her rushed confirmation hearings, Barrett dodged questions on the established science on climate change. Several climate and environmental lawsuits are on the court's docket this year, including whether state lawsuits holding the fossil fuel industry liable for the cost of climate damages can be moved to federal courts, where they're likely to be blocked.
You're too nice to say it, but her comments at that confirmation hearing made clear that Amy Coney Barrett is a climate science denier.
On a recent broadcast, Aaron Belkin of the nonprofit Take Back the Court explained why his group supports expanding and rebalancing the U.S. Supreme Court and the federal judiciary after years of Republican court packing in order to protect future climate legislation.
We are facing planetary emergencies like climate change with effectively no time left on the clock, and this court is highly unlikely to allow the next president to deal with those emergencies. All the legislation, all the executive orders, all the agency regulations, those are going to be at risk in a Biden administration, and the courts will have a Biden administration in handcuffs on day one.
That's true, if there is a Biden administration.
True. Meanwhile, man-made global warming accelerates. Year-to-date, January to September 2020 was the warmest January to September ever in recorded history since record-keeping began in the 1880s. That is according to NASA. The five hottest January to Septembers have all occurred in the last 5 years. Up in the Arctic, Arctic sea ice is at a record low for October. After a summer that saw polar temperatures topping 100 degrees Fahrenheit, Arctic scientists are alarmed that sea ice is failing to refreeze off of the coast of Siberia. Mounting scientific evidence suggests that loss of Arctic sea ice plays a major role in extreme weather events by slowing down the jet stream that moves weather systems around the planet. In Alaska, logging began on Thursday in the public's pristine Tongass National Forest after the Trump administration stripped away protections, including the roadless rule that had safeguarded one of the world's largest intact temperate rainforests. It's also a primary absorber of U.S. carbon emissions.
You know, when I said this was the last GNR before Election Day, make it a good one, I guess I should have said, make it a good news one.
Well, finally, there is a bit of good news.
Finally.
In a major shift, China has announced it will stop releasing carbon emissions within 40 years, a surprise increase that vaults China ahead of the U.S. in climate ambitions under the Paris Climate Accord. This week, Japan and South Korea also announced higher targets. Both of those countries are aiming for net zero emissions by 2050. All three are major importers of fossil fuels. The announcements mark a big shift in international climate relations.
All I can say at this point is please go vote. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Please help Progressive Voices support the Green News Report by stopping by bradblog.com/donate.